USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Fed Reserve is raising interest rates another 0.75 percentage point. Fed Chair Jerome Powell saying the central bank has the tools to turn inflation around.
We are highly attentive to the risks high inflation poses to both sides of our mandate, and we're strongly committed to returning inflation to our 2% objective.
Powell adding that consumer spending is slowing down. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken is confirming an offer has been made to get two Americans out of Russia. Paul Whelan and WNBA star Brittany Griner are being detained there, but Blinken confirmed a substantial proposal was put forward to get them home.
We put a substantial proposal on the table weeks ago to facilitate their release. Our governments have communicated repeatedly and directly on that proposal.
Griner appeared in a Russia court on Wednesday. This is USA Radio News.
Camp Lejeune Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention Marines, personnel of any branch of the armed forces, and their families stationed at Camp Lejeune, and contractors who worked at Camp Lejeune. Were you present at Camp Lejeune for 30 days or longer between August 1953 and December of 1987? For 34 years, those on Camp Lejeune were exposed to contaminated drinking water, resulting in devastating injuries, including several forms of cancer, adverse birth outcomes, Parkinson's disease, and more. Until now, the laws have prevented victims from getting justice, but passage of the Camp Lejeune Justice Act of 2022 would allow victims to seek compensation for illnesses and injuries linked to the toxic water. If you or a loved one got sick after exposure to contaminated drinking water at Camp Lejeune, you need the right legal team that has the experience, support staff, and resources to seek the maximum compensation for your injuries. Call now for a free consultation and case review.
Call 800-832-9166. That's 800-832-9166. Again, that's 800-832-9166.
A new poll is shedding some light on how many parents are having their children vaccinated.
Newly released polling data shows most parents are not interested in vaccinating their young children. The Kaiser Family Foundation released the survey on Tuesday, which showed that 83% of parents with children under 5 years of age who are eligible for the vaccine are not planning to get their child vaccinated right now. Currently, only 7% reported their children under 5 are vaccinated. From the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
A big semiconductor chip bill is headed to the House after passage by the Senate. The bipartisan measure aims to boost U.S. production of computer chips. It's also designed to bolster American competition with China while encouraging research and development of new technologies. The Mega Millions jackpot for Friday night will be over $1 billion. This is USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
Cities that took money away from police departments are starting to see the consequences. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry explains.
When Democrat leaders pushed the defund the police movement, for most it was not an election year. Now that the result of their defund movement has resulted in more violence against Americans and emboldened criminals, many progressives are singing a different tune this year. Spokane, Washington County Sheriff Ozzy Konetsovich on Fox News calls out liberal lawmakers for making his state worse now that violent crime is up 12% in Washington state.
We arrest them, they get out immediately, the judges don't hold them accountable, and it truly is a time for the American people to look at who they're electing. They're the ones that passed the laws that made it almost impossible for law enforcement to make contact with criminals.
A Florida man is accused of stealing a truck and trying to break into a Space Force base. 29-year-old Corey Johnson told authorities he was at Patrick Space Force Base on behalf of the president to warn Space Force about, quote, U.S. aliens fighting with Chinese dragons, close quote. People in the Pacific Northwest are facing a dangerous heat wave this week. Temperatures are 10 to 20 degrees above average for Washington, Oregon, and parts of British Columbia. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.